Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
That's Oasis and Stay Young, released in 1997. They have broken so many records already now that they've announced their reunion tour. I think it's going to be one of the biggest tours in the history of the world. Maybe not as big as Taylor Swift, but certainly for a rock band, it's going to be right up there. My name's Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. We got music from Corinne Bailey Rae, and she hadn't released some music in about 6 or 7 years, but she released something about a year ago. We're going to play it. It's called New York Transit Queen. And also on the show, Misha and the Spanx from Calgary, Alberta. They're a little bit of a garage rock, you know, outfit, and they are wonderful. This is from the album Unconditional Love and Hi-Fi, released in 2023. And that's, we're going to play Soul Mad on the show this, we're going to play it on the show. Okay. Charles Bradley is also on the show. If you don't know Charles Bradley, there's a wonderful documentary that was done about his artistry and his struggle. He was signed to Daptone Records and was quite a bit older when he finally hit. It's a beautiful story. It's very sad as well, but it's definitely worth a watch. We're going to play some Charles Bradley. He's a funk singer that just put in all the work. You know, he's kind of like a James Brown sounding guy, if you haven't heard him before. But the song we're going to play is called You Put the Flame on It. And now, with the funk in mind, this is Me and Baby Brother from Long Beach, California, released in 1973. This is War on the Jukebox. We'll be right back.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you. transit queen, New York transit queen, New York transit queen, little over 17.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.